If it gets any colder, the pine might
freeze.
It has
frozen.
All right. Say, if you were somebody's talking about his troubles, you might say, "Well, my troubles too. I
have troubles too." Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And with your ears, you say you
hear.
Somebody might say, "Have you
heard?"
Mm-hmm. You might say, "Well, yesterday I
heard."
Right. Or if somebody's asking you if you know someone, you might say, "Well, no, I don't know him, but I of him."
I have heard of him.
Okay. Say, if a friend of yours has just come to town, you might be asked whether you've seen him yet, and you might say, "Well, no, I
haven't seen him yet."
Or you might be asked if a friend of yours has seen him, you might say, "Well, no,
he saw him."
Or no, he seen him.
Has seen him.
Or if that's not the case, he
has not seen him.
Okay. What about talking about something you do every day? You say, "Yes, all the time."
I do it all the time.
If you're talking about someone else, you might say, "He
does it all the time."
If you were going to make that a question, you might say, "He do that?
Did he do that?"
Or present tense. He really do that?
Did he really? Or can he do that?
Or
does he do that? Is he doing that? I think my mind's getting.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It starts turning to jello after a while. Too many questions. What about say if I might say, "Well, does your brother like ice cream?" You say, "Yes."
He likes ice cream.
Or he like ice cream.
He does like ice cream.
Okay. What about if a farmer has just let his farm go to pot, just let it run down? You might say, "Well, I don't understand it, but he just seemed to care."
Doesn't seem to care.
Okay. Or kind of something that you might put on the end of a question. You might say, "Now, you don't really think so,
do you?"
Okay. Or what about something you might say to a statement if you were trying to indicate strong agreement about something? Well,
of course I believe it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if you're asked a difficult question and you're not certain of the answer, you might say, "Well, about that,
I don't know about that."
Okay. Or say, nobody's sure he did it, but people think
he did it.
Okay. And say if a child has been, if a mother has been dressing her child, the day comes where he's going to begin learning how to dress himself, she might march into the room with his clothes in her hand and present them to him and say, "Well, okay, your clothes.
Here are your clothes."
Okay. Say if I ask you if you think Carter is going to be reelected, you might say, "Well, no, but many people who think so."
But there are many people who think so.
Okay. Say if I meet a boy on the street and he's kind of afraid of me, I might try to reassure him by saying, "Well, it's all right. It wouldn't hurt you.
It's not going to hurt you."
Or,
"I'm not going to hurt you." Oh.
Okay. Or say if something you might say to seek confirmation about something, I might say something like, "Well, now I'm right about this.
Aren't I?" Mm-hmm.